Community Hero, Robin Lim, by Wendy Jewell. Millions of people around the world watched as Ibu Robin Lim became the 2011 CNN Hero of the Year for her work providing free prenatal and birthing services to low-income Indonesian women through her Yayasan Bumi Sehat, Healthy Mother Earth, clinics. She became a professional midwife after her younger sister died from pregnancy complications, and since 2003 has dedicated her life to providing medical assistance to thousands of women in Bali and Aceh, Indonesia. No one is turned away, no matter how poor. With the average family earning just $8 a day, a normal uncomplicated birth costing $70 and a C-section $700, you soon realize the urgency of the situation for many mothers-to-be. In developing countries, women are 300 times more likely to die in childbirth or from pregnancy-related complications than women in developed countries. So just who is this guardian angel of women and babies, Ibu Robin Lim? The facts from her website say that she was born in the USA in 1956, when a Filipino-Chinese woman married a German-Irish Native American against all advice. She was raised in the U.S. and the Philippines while her father was serving with the U.S. military in Vietnam and attended Santa Barbara City College. Robin is married to William Hemerle and has 8 children, Deja, Noel, Zoe, Lakota, Zion, Thoreau, Hanneman, Eliana, and 2 grandchildren, Zoe Martinez and Bodhi Padma Edzra. Ibu Robin and her husband moved from Hawaii to Bali with their family after several personal tragedies made her want to change her life in a drastic fashion. She's a certified professional midwife in North America and Indonesia. Along with welcoming babies, Ibu Robin is also an author and a poet. The My Hero Project recently caught up with her in cyberspace for the following interview. Do you prefer being called Ibu Robin instead of just Robin? She answers, either. However, I love being called Ibu Robin, as Ibu means simply mother, and it joins me with all mothers. Can you explain to our audience what a midwife is and what a midwife does? We midwives are the guardians of normal birth. We are the bridge that a woman may cross over into motherhood safely. We are the gentle first line of defense against complications of pregnancy and childbirth. Midwives kneel at the star gate of birth and make a balance between knowledge and just waiting. We sing the babies to earth. Midwives do not deliver babies. The mothers deliver. We midwives do the catching, the receiving. What made you decide to open your first clinic in Indonesia? Perhaps it was just fate, she says. Anywhere in the world, a community health and childbirth clinic opens, it's so needed. When I was a small child, my father was in the military. He was stationed in Indonesia. This was a time of separation in which my mother was left, a Filipino woman in America with 4 small children and a baby on the way. It was hard for my father as well, being so far from us. He mailed me a gift, a small wayang kulit, a shadow puppet. I fell in love with Indonesia at the moment I opened the package, and I held a bit of this country's history and culture in my hand. Today, my grandchildren are Indonesians. You obviously have a big heart and an affinity for babies. Can you talk a bit about your personal views relating to babies? Babies, the smallest, most vulnerable citizens of this world. Unintentionally, medical authorities set protocols for childbirth, which are unkind for mothers and terrible for babies. When childbirth is not gentle, when the mother is rushed through her passage with interventions, when episiotomy is used to widen the yoni, when the baby's umbilical cord is cut immediately upon birth, when the baby is separated from his or her mother, taken away to be observed in a plastic box, profound trauma has happened, she says. The baby traumatized at birth loses her trust, and her capacity to love is impaired. She will need years of nurturing to heal this. What a wonderful world this will be when all the birth keepers, doctors, and specialists included, protect the mother-baby bond at birth and respect the right of each newborn to arrive on earth without trauma. Imagine a world in which each and every human being is living with an intact capacity to love and trust. This is the world I work day and night to build, she says. This is the world midwives and nurses, doulas and gentle doctors believe in and are creating. Remember, people who have an intact capacity to love are going to be the stewards of our air, land, and water. We should be worried about the environment. and there are many solutions being implemented. As a midwife, I believe that by protecting the babies and their moms at birth, we are building an army of earth keepers to save our precious planet, Gaia.
Are you happier having dedicated your life to other people? Can you tell us how making this enormous life-changing move has changed you? All love bounces right back, she says. Am I happier? Oh, yes. I can't give love away. It just scurries back and fills me. Service is sometimes exhausting, especially for midwives who work day and night as birth keepers. However, oxytocin, the hormone of love, which drives conception, gestation, childbirth, and breastfeeding as a midwife, I'm exposed to it constantly. It's like a powerful multivitamin. So even when really tired, I feel the strength of love holds me up. What makes you laugh? Mothers, babies, my grandchildren, my children, my husband, music. I'm joyful and laughing quite a lot. What makes you frustrated? There are so many true stories of suffering which frustrate me. I'm here on earth to kick old suffering right in the behind. And I actually believe that if a person like me with an amazing team, Healthy Mother Earth Foundation, can stubbornly just keep reducing suffering, there's a lot to hope for our planet's future. I got to know all the top 10 CNN heroes for 2011, and each of them is amazing. They're making that old monster suffering shrink right up. Has climate change affected where your clinics are? Well, perhaps the earthquakes we experienced in Indonesia and the tsunami, where our clinic is in Nasai, are a result of the climate change, but I'm not sure, as I'm a midwife, not an expert. What I do feel is that our planet is in crisis, and these changes, there are many potential threats. Remember, midwives can receive babies into the world without hospitals, electricity, shelter, even running water is not necessary. When babies are ready, they come. When things fall apart, midwives come in handy. You must have met a lot of amazing people on this journey that you're on. Do you have a hero? And if so, why are they your hero? Each mother in labor and birthing and breastfeeding is a hero, she says. I loved the late Mary Kroger and Janine Parvati Baker, midwives and heroes. Ina May Gaskin, amazing. My mother, who suffered a difficult childhood, growing up in a country ravaged by poverty and war, only to marry away to America where she suffered medical abuse when she gave birth to her own children. My sister, who died in the USA from a complication of her third pregnancy, she is my guide and my hero. If you had the attention of the world for 5 minutes, what would you say or do? I'm laughing because on December 11th on CNN Heroes Night, I did have the attention of the world. What did I do? I cried. What I said was, every baby's first breath on earth could be one of peace and love. Every mother should be healthy and strong. Every birth should be safe and loving. But our world is not there yet. Bumi Sehat needs your help to build a permanent place where compassionate health care can happen. 981 mothers in the prime of their lives are dying from complications of pregnancy and childbirth. Supporting your midwife to mother care is the answer, because midwives are the bridge on which mothers may walk upon to cross over into motherhood safely, I also said. Every mother counts, and health care is a human right. Is there anything else you'd like to say to mothers or kids? She answers, I believe in you. I love you. Do you have a favorite quote that you live by, or perhaps one or two of your poems to share with us? And here they are, The Geometry of Splitting Souls. Infant CPR, I've shaved God's head and forged the hum of bees to breathe life into a flaccid-born baby to trade a few years of my own time. A bargain if this one gasps and lives. She will grow now and dance in a Hindu temple and make a shape against the Balinese sky. Long after I'm resting in ash, one may trace her shadow. The puppet master called me to her birth. And here is Elena's story cloth. Upon the birth of a girl child, see her life threads warped onto the loom in shades of purple responsibilities, indigo forbiddens, pale brown sorrows. The weight of recipes calling for 2 cups of sugar, when she only has one. But when she opens her eyes for the first time, I sense the golden weft, the over and under of intention and invention, of true love that she will weave across each moment and movement of her days. The yardage of her life's story cloth will shimmer and change when sunlight strikes it. In the darkness, her colors will rest,
and keep us warm.